أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء فلا تتخذوا منهم أولياء حتى يهاجروا في سبيل الله فإن تولوا فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث وجدتموهم ولا تتخذوا منهم وليا ولا نصيرا إلا الذين يصلون إلى قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق أو جاءوكم حصرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله لسلطهم عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss verses 89 and 90 of Surah An-Nisa. In the verse we discussed yesterday, we spoke about those that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madina Tayyiba, professing to be Muslims. There was no iman in their heart. And then they remained in Medina, and then they said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to go back to Makkah for some business reasons. And then they left, and that created some dispute amongst the Sahaba as to whether they were Muslims or whether they were Munafiqeen. These two verses were revealed when Suraqa bin Malik, after the battle of Badr and Uhud, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he had seen that this small group of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as weak as they were, had overpowered the Quraysh in the battle of Badr, and he had then realized and recognized that this is a force to reckon with. So he wanted to come into a peace pact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as a matter of fact, a peace pact was drawn up in which three basic clauses were highlighted. One is this, that he will not attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Muslims. Secondly, he will not bring iman in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam until and unless the people of Makkah have brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, he will not aid or he will not help anyone that has any attack on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hence, with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah ta'ala says, وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا. Their desire is this, that you commit kufr like how they have committed kufr. In other words, they have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they want to take you out of your iman and also bring you in a state of disbelief, because they are looking at the people of Makkah, what is the state of their iman. Only when they bring iman, then only these people will bring iman. فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً, then all of you will be the same. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَا. Whilst a peace pact may be in place, whether it is with them or with anyone else, but do not take them as bosom friends. As far as the peace pact is concerned, there will be the agreement, you will abide, all of that may be in its place, but do not take them as bosom friends. In other words, you will just abide by the peace pact and leave it as far as that is concerned. Hatta yuhajiru fi sabilillah, until any person from amongst them or all of them make hijrat and they migrate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up to the conquest of Makkah, till the 8th year of the Hijrah, if any person had accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially from Makkah Mukarramah, and they were in a position to make hijrat, they were not in a weak position financially or physically, or they were not stopped by their families, then hijrat was a compulsory aspect of iman. They had to make hijrat. After the Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the announcement, La hijrata ba'da al-fath, Now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had dropped the compulsion. So when a person says he had accepted Iman and Islam, the person was in a position of strength, then one way to know that the person had brought Iman will be the hijrat, and he will come away to Medina Munawwara. Otherwise, anyone like the first group we discussed yesterday, anyone that professes that they have brought Iman, then that Iman will show out by the hijrat and their migration coming to Medina Munawwara. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, then if they turn away from the peace pact, from the treaty that they had made, فَخُذُوهُمْ, then get hold of them, وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ, and kill them wherever you find them, because then they have violated the treaty and they have deceived you. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, and then do not take them as friends or any helper. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَى قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ, except those people who have joined with a nation that between you and them there is a covenant, there is a peace pact. You have a peace pact with any nation that you are not going to fight them, and anyone was unable to reach you, but they reached a community, a group of people, a tribe that you have a peace pact with, then that shows that they were unable to reach you, but they reached some of your allies, then this shows that they have some kind of link with you. O جاءوكم حسرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم. Or they come to you and their hearts are disinclined from fighting with you or fighting their own nation. So when they come to you, they have no intention fighting you or fighting anyone else, then you know for 100% sure that they are not your enemy. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever desired, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have had them overcome you and they would have fought you if that was ever the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, it was never the desire of Allah ta'ala to allow any enemy to overcome Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the enemy will not be able to overcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِنِ اَعْتَزَلُوكُمْ, if they keep away from you, فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ, then you will not fight them. وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمُ, then you may draw up a treaty with them, because they are not inclined to fighting with you, but they are inclined to having peace, like in the case of Suraqah bin Malik and his people. فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you a way upon them. In other words, you will abide by the peace treaty. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the fairness of Islam, that when there is a peace treaty in place, one will abide by it, but if they violate, then obviously one will be able to take action against them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.